Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1233. Visible translated text is as follows. 191, 18th of April, 562 gross the second day, which was Saturday. A half day, the 19th of April. 784 gross on Monday, which was April 21st. 1232 gross, that was an exceptional day, were shipped on Tuesday, April 22nd. 672 gross shipped on Wednesday, April 23rd, and 957 gross shipped on Thursday. A very large day, shipped on April 24th, a total of 4,374 gross. Now, there is another little slip of paper, Defendant's Exhibit 4AA, here, that shows one of the most complicated calculations in the entire financial, and I will explain it. It shows the repack, and I notice an error on it here. It says here 417, when it ought to be 418. In other words, it goes from 417 through 424. That repack is gotten up by Miss Eula May. You will notice it is O.K., quote, D by her. Miss Eula May Flowers, the forelady, packed that. That is the amount of pencils used in our assortment boxes or display boxes. That is one of the tricks of the trade. When we have some slow movers, some pencil that doesn't move very fast, we take something that is fancy and put some new bright-looking pencils with them, with these slow movers. That is a trick that all manufacturers use. And in packing these assortment boxes, which are packed under the direction of Miss Flowers, we send into the shipping room and get some pencils, which have already been packed, pencils that have been on the shelf a year for all we know, and bring them in and unpack them and repack them in the display box. Therefore, it is very necessary in figuring out the financial sheet to notice in detail the amount of goods packed and just how many of those pencils had already been figured on some past financial report. We don't want to record it twice, or else our totals will be incorrect. Therefore, this little slip showing the amount of goods which were repacked is very necessary. That was figured by me, and was figured by me on that Saturday afternoon, April 22nd. There were 18 gross of 35X pencils selling for $1.25, 18 gross for $22.50. It shows right here. I figured that out. That is my writing right down there. 18 gross, 35X, $1.25, $22.50. 10 gross of 930X figuring at $2.50. That added up, as you will see, to $70. In other words, there were 46 gross of pencils, 36 gross of which sell in our medium price goods, 86 gross 35X, 10 gross 930X, $2.50. That is a high price goods. Therefore, the repack for that week was 36 gross medium priced goods and 10 gross of high price goods. I will show you now how the $70 is and where the 36 gross is, and where the 10 gross is figured on the financial sheet. There is a little sheet, Defendant's Exhibit 7AA, stuck up here in the corner attached to the record, the factory record of pencils manufactured during that week. That shows the production, divided into the following classes. Defendant's Exhibit 7A. Cheap goods, the very cheapest we make outside of jobs, those we figure at 60 cents a gross. Then there is the rubber insert, those we figure 85 cents a gross, and then the job, and then the medium. The medium being all goods up to a certain grade that contains the cheap lead, and the good being all those that contain a better class of lead. In this case, Mr. Schiff had entered it up to and through Wednesday, and had failed to enter Thursday, and I had to enter Thursday and to figure it. This sheet, Defendant's Exhibit 7A, shows the total of the three classes of goods packed.